Wednesday. Today is August the 28th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to continue our conversation with Craig Hurley. He's the soybean lead with Bex. We want to talk about some interesting research going on with root systems. It started with corn, but has quickly transitioned to what they're learning about soybeans and what that could mean for our future production. We'll have thoughts on that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to continue this Wednesday morning our visit with Craig Hurley, soybean lead from Bex.
Well, above ground, it's all about capturing sunlight. How much sunlight can we capture? How soon can we get that canopy closed to help that plant grow? But below ground, there's a whole nother reality going on. And you guys have done some what I consider fascinating work looking at the root system and the potential for a root system in a uninhibited or lacking really any stress environment to see how you can maximize the root system. Maybe just comment on that, some of the work you've done and what we're learning from that.
Yeah, and so we call it Root Reveal. And so what we focused on initially for our efforts has been the corn crop in terms of predominantly looking at the root characteristics. And so as we unveil each hybrid, I think we all maybe have some aha types of thoughts or moments where we're looking at different architecture and then potentially maybe what we've seen in historic data performance or in management practices. And so the attempt here is to better understand if there's alignment between a hybrid that has a certain root structure and how then maybe we want to manage inputs differently, whether it's the placement or whether it's the timing or whether it's the quantity of those inputs to maximize the performance of the product, but also maximize the efficiency of the input itself. When it comes to soybeans, we have done some root soybean boxes just with the idea of maybe not knowing what it can tell us just yet. And so we're pretty preliminary into that. In one effort, we put in one box, we put it in a variety that was non-cyst tolerant, a Peking variety, a variety that had PI887888, and another variety, you know, that was a little bit different in terms of its above ground architecture, just looking for those things that might potentially tease out some differences. I would say to date on the soybean front, you know, we don't have something where we're compelled to say that there's something specific that we want to offer as far as placement or information or management at this point. But we also are in that very front end stage of it. With the corn, we've done a lot of our hybrids across the board. And so I think there's a lot of interesting things there as we would talk to Jim Schwartz or Craig Moore that have done a lot with the Root Reveal project in terms of analyzing and understanding that. I think the bottom line is we have a lot to understand about all crops, corn, soybeans, wheat, everything that we're doing from that perspective. And so I'm excited for the potential of what we might discover without knowing exactly what we have right now.
My guest again today, Craig Hurley, soybean lead for Bex. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, harvest season's right around the corner, and it's probably time we turn our attention to look at where crops may come out. One expert says there's very little standing in the way of a bumper harvest of soybeans and corn around the nation. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
As everyone is aware by now, the Agriculture Department is forecasting record high yields for corn and soybeans, leading to what could be the third largest corn crop in U.S. history, the biggest harvest ever of soybeans. The big question at this point is this.
Is there anything that could stand in the way of these bumper Midwestern crops, corn and soybeans in particular?
And we'll let USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey answer his own question.
It doesn't look like there's anything standing in the way.
However, unexpected things can happen. They happened starting August 10th, 2020. Producers were assured that the crop was safe, sound, and substantial, and then nature took a hand and sent that surprise derecho windstorm across the country.
It started in South Dakota and Nebraska, did a lot of its damage across Iowa, worked its way on through Illinois, Indiana, and then on to the east from there. And it did have a significant impact on crop production that year, especially where those winds were 100 to 130 miles per hour.
But Brad said this year the chances of something like that happening are practically zero.
Number one, there's really no sign of any widespread severe thunderstorms anytime soon. And with each passing day, that gets crops closer to maturity. Furthermore, we continue to see the absolute absence of extreme heat.
We've had only really one wave of severe heat all season.
That happened in late June before crops had entered reproduction. And so it was perfect timing for a hot spell, and it did virtually no damage to the crops. Since then, July and so far in August, we have seen very temperate conditions in the Midwest, almost never reaching into the heat stress levels of 95 or higher, except on some of the fringe areas of the Midwest, the South, and the western edges of the Corn Belt. So temperatures have been great.
And most areas have been getting plenty of rain.
And so, again, that gets us well into the second half of August with very few weather-related concerns.
So a short answer to our question, is anything standing in the way of those record corn and soybean yields?
Probably not.
Probably not. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.